Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The War of Return by Einat Wilf is a contemporary political analysis of one of the most enduring obstacles to Israeli-Palestinian peace, the persistence of the demand for a mass Palestinian return to Israel proper. Wilf, known for her work on Israeli politics and diplomacy, argues that international discourse has often treated the idea of return as a legitimate, even inevitable, outcome rather than as a program that keeps the conflict alive. The book frames this demand not as a humanitarian footnote, but as a central political project tied to national narratives, institutions, and external incentives. By examining how Western governments, media, and civil society have engaged with Palestinian aspirations, Wilf contends that well-meaning indulgence has repeatedly replaced hard expectations with symbolic support. The result, in her view, is a peace process that negotiates around the edges while leaving the core dispute intact. The book invites readers to reconsider assumptions about refugees, statehood, and what compromise would practically require. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, return as a political program. Not only a refugee issue, a core theme is the distinction between refugees as people in need of protection and return as an organized political objective. Wilf's argument, as presented publicly around her work, treats the right of return not primarily as a limited family reunification concept, but as a mass claim aimed at changing Israel's demographic and national character. From this perspective, the demand functions less as a remedy for displacement and more as a continuation of the struggle over sovereignty between the river and the sea. The book situates the return narrative within Palestinian national identity, education, and political messaging, portraying it as a promise that time and pressure will deliver what negotiation has not. This framing matters because it alters how peace proposals are evaluated. If return is kept as an open-ended demand, then a two-state agreement becomes a waypoint rather than an endpoint. Wilf presses readers to see how negotiations can fail not due to technical borders or security formulas, but because one side maintains an ultimate claim to the other side's state. Understanding return as a strategic program clarifies why symbolic affirmations from outsiders can harden positions and reduce incentives for realistic compromise. Secondly, how Western incentives can reward maximalism. Another important topic is the role of Western engagement in sustaining unrealistic expectations. Wilf argues that external actors often intend to keep hope alive, maintain stability, or express empathy, yet inadvertently reinforce maximalist goals by treating them as cost-free. Diplomatic language that avoids confronting the feasibility of mass return, funding streams that lack clear political conditions, and public narratives that flatten complex history into simple morality plays can all encourage leaders to postpone difficult choices. In this view, when international forums repeat formulations that imply eventual return, they reduce the political price of rejecting compromise. Because rejection can be presented at home as principled steadfastness rather than a strategic mistake. The book also raises the idea that Western audiences may prefer a conflict story with clear villains and victims, making them more receptive to slogans than to policy trade-offs. Wilf's critique is not that empathy is wrong, but that empathy without a demand for practicable end states becomes a substitute for accountability. By mapping the feedback loop between foreign validation and domestic politics, the book explains how peacemaking efforts can unintentionally entrench the very positions they aim to soften. Thirdly, refugee status, institutions, and the politics of perpetuation. The book highlights the institutional environment surrounding Palestinian refugeehood and how it differs from other refugee situations. Wilf's public commentary often notes that Palestinian refugees are handled under a distinct international framework, with definitions and administrative practices that can extend refugee status across generations. She argues that this structure, combined with political narratives about eventual return, turns what is usually a transitional status into a permanent identity. The consequences are both human and political communities remain in limbo, while leaders are incentivized to preserve claims rather than prioritize resettlement, integration, or state building where people live. The topic also connects to education, media, and commemorative culture, where maps and messages may depict all of Israel as the territory to be reclaimed. In Wilf's analysis, institutions can unintentionally align with rejectionism when they treat return as the default solution and avoid endorsing alternatives. She urges readers to consider how durable peace agreements elsewhere typically required closing the chapter on return through compensation, limited reunification, and new citizenship horizons. By focusing on institutional perpetuation, the book frames the issue not as an intractable tragedy, but as a policy choice shaped by incentives and international decisions. Fourthly, why two states requires mutual recognition and conflict closure. A central peace-related topic is what it would mean for a two-state outcome to actually end the conflict. Wilf argues that borders, security arrangements, and economic plans cannot deliver peace if one side does not accept the legitimacy and permanence of the other's nation-state. In this framework, the return demand is incompatible with conflict closure because it preserves an ultimate claim to Israel as a state. The book emphasizes that mutual recognition is not only a diplomatic phrase, it is the acceptance that each people will realize self-determination in its own state and will not use future leverage to undo the other's existence. This topic places moral and practical weight on saying no to fantasies that promise victory later. Wilf's approach suggests that peace requires telling hard truths. Palestinian statehood would need to be coupled with a clear endpoint in which refugees are citizens of Palestine or elsewhere, with compensation and dignity, rather than an open invitation to reverse 1948. The discussion reframes compromise as the willingness to disappoint maximalist constituencies for the sake of a livable future, and it challenges peacemakers to judge proposals by whether they truly terminate claims. Lastly, a different Western role, from validation to realistic diplomacy, the final major topic is a proposed shift in how Western actors can contribute to peace. Wilf argues that outside parties should stop treating maximalist narratives as harmless rhetoric and instead align diplomacy, aid, and public messaging with outcomes that are achievable and stabilizing. That includes using precise language about refugees, rejecting the idea of mass return to Israel as a peace ingredient, and supporting policies that advance citizenship, economic development, and accountable governance. The book suggests that Western publics and institutions have power not only through money and recognition, but through which stories they elevate as legitimate. A more constructive role in this view would reward leaders and civil society figures who prepare their communities for compromise, while reducing platforms and benefits for those who promise eventual victory. Wilf also implies that moral concern should be redirected toward improving lives in the present rather than perpetuating a grievance economy. This topic is less about imposing a settlement and more about removing distortions that keep the conflict frozen. By redefining solidarity as encouragement of realism, the book offers readers a framework to evaluate Western policy choices. Do they move the parties toward an end state, or do they preserve the conflict by making non-compromise politically profitable? In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a sharper understanding of why decades of diplomacy have struggled to reach a durable Israeli-Palestinian agreement, including policymakers, journalists, students of international relations, and engaged citizens who follow Middle East debates. It will also resonate with readers interested in how national narratives, refugee politics, and foreign incentives interact to shape what leaders can accept at the negotiating table. The practical benefit is clarity. Wilf's framework encourages readers to distinguish between compassion for displaced people and endorsement of political demands that keep a conflict unresolved. That distinction can help readers evaluate proposals, headlines, and advocacy campaigns with a more critical eye. And it offers a way to think about peace as conflict closure rather than process management. Compared with similar books that focus primarily on borders, security, or personality-driven histories, this one emphasizes the ideological and institutional drivers that can make technical solutions irrelevant. Its value lies in pushing a specific, testable claim about incentives and expectations, and in challenging Western audiences to consider their own role in sustaining narratives that undermine compromise. For readers seeking a focused argument rather than a broad chronicle, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Einat Wilf, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.